The town of Twillingate is in the final four, with the winner to be picked on Hockey Night in Canada in the coming weeks. They need a final push to get through when voting opens next Friday. Twillingate Mayor Grant White joins us live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So, Mayor White, I guess your reaction to making the final four?
Listen, we're pretty thrilled, excited, not only for our community, but the rink is utilized by the entire region. You know, it's about approximately 25 communities. So a win for us would be a win for the region. So we're pretty pumped.
Now, what does this mean to the community?
You know, it means a lot. Well, I guess you can look at it a couple of ways. I guess, we're excited that we're in the running for the top four. But that, you know, that also means that we're in desperate need of upgrades as well. So it's unfortunate, but like I say, the many upgrades, our ice plant is aging. We'll get some aging infrastructure, a leaky roof. We got a Zamboni that's over 30 years old, and many other upgrades are needed. So, it's unfortunate to be in this situation. But listen, we're looking forward to winning, and hopefully the money can be used to make the necessary changes.
Now, as far as I know, you've already won some about $25,000 in arena upgrades, I believe, just for making the Final Four. How will that stuff be used?
That's correct. So, $25,000 plus, I think it's $10,000 in equipment that can be distributed, to those in need. But any money that we can get right now is great for the arena. How it's going to be used right now, we're unsure because, our focus right now is for the final push and to win $250,000 so we can complete many upgrades.
Yeah, and I guess it kind of just falls into what I just asked you about, but I was going to say, but what about that possible $250,000 grand prize? How significant would that be just for the area and the George Hawkins Arena?
Oh, that would be significant. That's right. Like I say, $250,000 plus a pregame or a preseason NHL game, that's included as well. So, that would be great to make all the necessary upgrades and make George Hawkins ring special again. Not that it's not special now, but, all those upgrades would be something that we can look forward to and keep that building running for, many years to come.
Yeah, and the thought of having an NHL preseason game in Twillingate must be pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Like I say, unsure yet whether it would be Twillingate or just in a nearby location that could house such a game. But, it's still pretty exciting for us.
What has the energy been like around the community since the announcement of making the Final Four?
We were close to the announcement in March when everything was halted because of COVID. But, again, it's created a buzz in the community. Our Facebook page, which is George Hawkins Arena, our group, George Hawkins Arena, Twillingate, Newfoundland for Craft Hockeyville. It's been just on fire with well over 4,000 members. It's been a buzz around the community. It's all we're talking about again, and it's just great to be back in hockey mode, even if it is in the summer.
Mayor White, did you expect to make it this far?
Yeah, I did, because we had a lot of support from the community, I guess, initially, and, it's been a history lesson, a learning lesson for everybody, talking about the history of how the rink was built by volunteers, and, soon after, we posted in Craft Hockeyville, we received a ton of support and had a driving force. Cecil Stockley was definitely a driving force for us, and it's been great. So we expected to make it.
And Mayor White, can you actually just tell us a little bit of the history about the George Hawkins Arena and how it was built by volunteers for our listeners who might not know?
So in the mid-60s, George Hawkins, he had an idea to purchase an airport hangar from Gander. He brought in a crew of volunteers and he set up a cookhouse in one end of the building and started to dismantle the building. And like I say, in the mid-60s, and, they shipped that then to Lewisport by rail and to Twillingate by vessel. And again, it was reconstructed by volunteers again. And, it's started, I think, its first game in 1968. So pretty special to still have and also to play in a building that was built by, community members and volunteers at the time.
And lastly, Mayor White, any message for the people of Twillingate and the rest of the province? Encouragement to get out and vote when it opens next Friday.
Yeah, we need everybody's support. All Newfoundlanders, Newfoundlanders that are abroad as well, and any of those people that are listening, we need people to go to Craft Hockeyville website. You need to register first by email, and then it's just vote, vote, vote. It's unlimited voting, 33 hours. You can vote 1,000 times, 10,000, one, whatever you want, but we want to be as far-reaching as possible, and we want to make sure that everybody supports us. We're in desperate need. So it starts Friday, August 14th at 10:30 a.m. local time, and it runs right through until Saturday, August the 15th at 7:30 p.m. And the winner would be announced during the game that evening. So 33 hours of unlimited voting. We want to encourage everybody to vote and support us. And I think we can do it because, that's what we do as Newfoundlanders. We support one another.
Twilling Gate Mayor Grant White, thank you very much for joining us in the VOCM Morning Show, and good luck.
Thanks.